97.7, 106.1 WEXT. We're in the lobby of Cafe Lena right now, which is an unusual place to do an interview, but I've got Tops of Trees with me. We just heard Upstate. Hi, Damien.
How are you doing, Chris?
All right, what's going on?
Not much. Really happy to be gathered with you today in this iconic place in Saratoga Springs.
Can I get you guys to sort of tell me a little bit about that song, Upstate? Because that seems like a real special kind of song.
Upstate is kind of, I've said, you know, this love letter idea to moving upstate. Kenny and I were both, Kenny on bass, we're both from Long Island. We both moved up here in our late teen years, like 19, 20 years old, and we've been up here ever since. It's been a real shift for us to kind of live up in this kind of lifestyle. Just wanted to shout out to the 518 and all of upstate New York and say thank you. So that song's really about that. And if you watch the video, you can see the montage of all the different videos our fans and family and friends sent in. You get to see all the different parts of New York that are beautiful.
Now, who do you have with you?
I have Aaron to my right, Prophet, guitar.
Hey, this is Aaron Prophet, Tops of Trees.
Troy to my right.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, it's Alex.
And this is Ashley from Tops of Trees.
Damien, you have a new song and a new album. The album is coming out.
Yeah, coming out on all the streaming devices on the 11th this month. And the hard vinyl copy actually getting delivered, I think, this week. So we're going to have the hard copy and the online version.
I just today got the notification from our distributor that the vinyl records will be on my doorstep Friday. From any gig going forward, expect physical vinyl sales to be out there.
Let's talk about how this album came together.
About a year ago, we were searching for a studio to play at through Angelina Valente. She had recommended checking out The Bunker with Mike Dwyer. So we checked out probably a dozen different places, and it just seemed like that was the place for us. And we had a great time recording our first four songs. We're so happy. We, you know, let's go back there. So we played a bunch more gigs to get some more money and then went back there and finished it off with five new songs that everybody's going to hear starting on the 11th.
So we're in the lobby at Cafe Lena with Tops of Trees. And I want to have each of you go around and say sort of what your favorite piece of doing this record was.
Yeah, I think it was the collective writing process. Even on the record itself, you can hear us evolving and growing as a band. Pretty much down the track list, we're evolving and growing as we get more comfortable writing together. So it's pretty surreal to actually have it come out, and you can hear track after track, oh, now they're going this direction, now they're going this direction. We're still, I think, kind of young as a band together, and what we've been able to do on this is really incredible. I think you'll hear that evolution as we go through. It's pretty incredible.
I'm going to kind of double down on that. I really enjoyed specifically the fact that these guys sort of let me get my music out there, and I wrote lyrics and melody to one of the songs on the album, which was fun, but I couldn't have done it without these guys because I don't know how to write music. So it was full-on collaboration, and that's a special thing. I think you kind of run into egos sometimes in the music world, and I don't know that we have too much of that going on in the band, so that's cool.
We're with Tops of Trees. We're at Cafe Lena out in the lobby. We're having fun with talking about the new album called Do Something. What would you like to say?
It's Troy. So I would have to say, at the clubhouse, which is the big room we did the live tracking in, was some of my favorite part. All that to grab the sound of the drums was a lot, but it was cool to hear it in the room, get the feel, and have that large studio experience run through the tracking live.
And then you, sir.
Hey, this is Aaron. The thing I love most about this band is our ability to tell a story and being able to build out an album from beginning to end and being able to layer it upon the way Alex was saying, the way we're building on previous statements made before, was really awesome to really have a final product. You know, you get to sit down and you get to listen to the story that we're trying to tell across these 10 tracks.
And Damien, tell me about the sort of the vision for the band and how that all came together.
I'll just throw this. So one of my favorite things about the project is, like, we were a live band and didn't really know sometimes who you are until you get into the studio. And it really solidified that we just worked so wonderfully together, so smoothly. Everybody trusts each other, and people just shone. Like, Ashley, she's a great singer, but I don't know if we realized how great of a singer she was until we got in the studio. And it was like, oh, wow, this is something, right? And same thing with Aaron's guitar soloing. Everybody just kind of brought it up to that next level. Yeah, it was just inspiring to see. And I think it just brought us together as a band, like, not even the recording, but like going out to dinner afterwards and spending the night at the hotel, like all those things kind of just made us more of a unit. And I think it strengthened us from that. But the vision for this album, or at least the title of the album, Do Something, you know, in these crazy times we're living in, we're just kind of thinking about, instead of being cynical or instead of being depressed and feeling like you can't do anything, that we all have the power to do something, no matter how small it may be. You just look around your own neighborhood and if someone needs a hand, you just lend them a hand. It could be something bigger. But for us right now as a group, you know, it's about making music and trying to inspire people to connect to their own, you know, their own hopes and dreams and inspiring them to do, take action and to do something.
And Aaron, you mentioned something about a show coming on the 20th. You want to say anything about that?
So on the 20th of December, we have the Ugly Sweater Party. That's going to be at Wolf Hollow Brewing Co. So put on your favorite ugly sweater and come down and jam with us. It's going to be a blast.
Can I get each of you to maybe tell me sort of what Tops of Trees means to you?
I think a couple people will say this, but family at this point.
Yeah, I agree. I think we've become a family too. When starting this thing out, you know, we all just wanted to play music, I think. And I think it's grown into something much larger than that. You know, it's community response. It's bringing everybody in the community together and giving them a part of us too through the music.
Yeah, definitely in the family sense. Like, it's something that we can all depend on in our life to be a good, cool thing. But there's nothing like the feeling of being on stage. And like, eventually we started having people sing back our songs to us. And that was a moment, I think, where I was like, wow, we really are affecting the community and like the vibe out there. That is probably my favorite thing about the band.
I'm just here for the tax deduction.
Tops of Trees, for me, it's just, we're all on a spiritual journey, some kind of journey that we're going on. But as a collective unit now, we're on this journey together. So Tops of Trees is about, you know, like being a little kid with both your feet on the ground, looking up at the trees. Last night I was looking up at the moon rising and it was just like, oh my God, like it was just so beautiful and gorgeous. And that childlike feeling, I think that's what Tops of Trees is kind of aiming for.
So the physical vinyl is coming out for the album Do Something, right, Damien? You got a fancy looking cover for this thing?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We went through like probably 500 concept album ideas, but we landed on one. Izzy Piper, a local artist, came up with the idea of having Do Nothing like over and over in the background and then Do Something popping out. And it really captures, I guess, that idea that we all feel somewhat incapable. Like we're just like, what can I do? And that's all the do nothing. So like, that's what's fed to us. But then there's a moment where like, no, I can do something. And then Ashley kind of worked on it too, to kind of get it to come home.
Yeah. Like when you look at the album cover, it doesn't really look that intense or anything special. It's just two different fonts, but the amount of fonts that we went through to make it look how we really thought it should look. There's lots of group edits and I think we're happy with how it came out.
And that album is for sale at topsoftrees.com. It's going to be shipping before the end of the month, and we hope you come to the site and check us out.
So, and if you want to do something, you could actually, you know, donate to WXT. This is a great way to support your local community. And, you know, every dollar you spend in your local community comes back to it. So go to WXT, donate to them, buy our album, and we're all working as a team.
The album is called Do Something. The song that's coming out on the 11th also Do Something, right?
Yes, it is.
We are Tops of Trees, and this is our new song, Do Something, on WEXT.